today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Tamidah, and we're up to parak Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Heichel Malim Begzirin L'Sad Reisha Maracha. Then they start bringing up the logs to the top of the Maracha to make the pile of wood on the top of the Mizbech. V'chi Kaleitz M'ksherim L'Maracha. Wait a second, all different types of wood kosher to use for the Maracha. Hein Kaleitz M'ksherim L'Maracha. Yes, absolutely. Chutz Mishal Zayis V'shal Gefen. With the exception of olive tree wood and grapevine wood, those you're not supposed to use for firewood. Avol be'elu regilin, but any type of wood they could use, but they would typically use the following: b'morbiyos shel te'ena, branches of a fig tree. The fig tree doesn't produce figs anymore. Vishal egos, or of a nut tree. Vishal et shemen, or of an oil tree, which is a type of cedar tree that makes balsam oil. We're not talking about an olive tree. The olive tree is one of the things that they weren't allowed to use. Shel zayis, shel gefen were the exceptions. Mishnah Dalit, Sida Maracha Gdola Mizracha, the guy who did the Trumas Deshen made a big maracha, a pile on the east side of the top of the Mizbeach, the Chazisa Mizracha, and it's faced toward the east, and the western part of the logs, of the inner logs, would touch the pile of ashes, and there was space between the logs, so that they could light it from in between the logs. You need a little bit of space in order to for the fire to catch a little bit. Okay, so to review what we learned today in Mishnah Gimel, we had said that if they began to be masada the maracha, the pile of logs on the mizbeach, and you could use anything for the maracha except for zayis and gefen. The ones that they typically used were te'ina, egos, and shemen. It's shemen. And then in Mishnah Dalet we said the guy who did the Trumas Deshen would arrange the maracha gedola on the eastern side of the top of the Mizbeach, and the western side of the logs would touch the pile of ashes, and there was space between the logs so that it would more easily kindle when they wanted to light it. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Hay.